turnout tonight.
All right, once again, fans, let's hear it one last time.
And the crowd just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know how much football means to the state of Minnesota, to the citizens, to the community, to the state. It's great to see them come out here and support us.
The Western Sky, the Vikings.
They just give them something to look forward to this season. You know that we have a long way to go, but we'll keep working. But it's great getting out here tonight in a different environment, in the nighttime, in the fans, in front of some fans. It's a great atmosphere.
Have a good night.
You know, we just wanted to come out and, you know, be aggressive. And I think we did a good job of doing that tonight. And there are some things we're going to have to clean up. We're going to watch the tape come Monday and then make the adjustments and get ready to go to Cincinnati.
Attack downfield. Was that the game plan going into this or just kind of what the defense gave you?
You know, we just wanted to continue to just rep plays that we've been installing and get a feel for those plays. And, you know, what a better time to do it than in training camp. And gain the confidence, calling those plays, and, you know, getting a feel for the different concepts. So it was great tonight, just, you know, getting a feel for the different type of plays that we're running tonight.
Do you feel you've improved a lot with the deep ball? That's what Coach was saying in the spring.
You know, I think we're doing a better job of just understanding, you know, that, you know, it's all about just giving the ball to us. And, you know, you look at today, we had two pass interference calls. Then we had a couple big plays down the field. So that's what it's all about, just giving those guys a chance. And it's either going to be a completion or a pass interference. And our guys know that once the ball's in the air, it belongs to the Vikings. So that's our mentality. That's our mindset going into the season. And I think we've been doing a much better job just pushing the ball down the field. I think we're doing a good job. You know, when you're going against our defense, you know, I think it's like our 8th or 10th practice. I don't even know how many practices we've been here. It's been so long, it feels like. But when you're going against your defense, you know, they get a feel for, you know, some of the things that you like to do down there. So, I feel like we're doing a great job down there. We know that we have to get better. That's one of our points of emphasis this year. You know, looking back at last year, we want more touchdowns. And, you know, we know that it's going to start here in practice. You know, we have to execute in the red zone drills. And that's the purpose of training camp. That's the purpose of these kind of practices. You know, you get to work on situational football. And I think we did a good job today just coming out, playing fast, executing.
Command of you to be better in the red zone. What are the things that you have to do better
against? You know, down in the red zone, everything just happens faster. So you have to make quicker decisions. And the biggest thing is ball placement. And understanding the route concepts and understanding, you know, where to place the ball. You know, where only your guy can get it or it's going to be an incomplete pass. And the room for error is very thin down there. So we understand that, you know, we just have to take what the defense is giving us at the same time. You know, yeah, we want touchdowns, but we're not going to force throws and, you know, turn the ball over down there because that's worse than, you know, no points at all.
You caught, you hit Treadwell with a couple balls in traffic. How do you think he looked tonight?
Man, it's great to see him come out here and in the stage like this. He mentioned on the sideline, man, it feels real, man. And that's what you like to hear from a guy like Kev. He works extremely hard. He's a confident guy. He knows that he feels that he belongs here. And, he feels that, you know, he's just going to go out there and show every day why he's here. So to have a guy like him in that room, he's been working extremely hard. You know, he's one of the last guys to leave the football field. But that entire wide receiver room, those guys are pushing each other. So they're all making each other's game just elevate to another level. Yeah, Stephon, you know, I think our relationship is pretty solid. You know, and I think I have a pretty solid relationship with all the guys on this team. But Stephon, he's a guy who understands, you know, what we want him to do. So, you know, I try to get him to think like a quarterback, and, you know, he wants that challenge. So, you know, with Stephon, he's doing a great job for us, just understanding, you know, what we're asking of him, and he's flying around making plays for us. You know, understand, you know, whether it's understanding protections, understanding sight adjustments, when he's hot off and things like that. So getting him to understand that, and he likes it, you know. And he just wants to learn as much as he can. He's a real student of the game, and, you know, he's going to make some big plays for us this year.
Last couple for Teddy.
It looks like you got the offense to jump off, or the defense to jump offside a couple times. Have you been working on your cadence in the preseason?
You know, last year we did a lot of working on the cadence. So we just want to try to, you know, steal as many yards as we can, you know. he gets six offside penalties a game. That's 30 yards right there, 3 yards. So, and we understand that, you know, we want to be aggressive. You know, we want to get the defense in an uncomfortable, you know, position. So we try to do different things to mix up, you know, their starting points and things like that. So tonight it was a good job of just mixing it up.
What's been the biggest offensive weakness that you'd like to correct as you're getting to games?
And I think we just want to get better overall as a unit. You know, like I said, we're going to watch this tape from tonight's practice on Monday, and there are going to be some things that we know that we could have done better tonight. So every day, you know, there's room for improvement. So as a whole, as a team, as an offense, special teams, you know, each unit is trying, you know, to get better each day.
Teddy, you had a pretty great play with Adam Thielen. How do you feel like your chemistry with him has grown from year to year?
Oh, man, the Mankato legend, Adam. He's a guy who comes to work every day. You know, he has a high motor. You know, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. Like I said the other day, I asked him how many stars did he have from high school, and he said he was in awe. So, you know, that right there just speaks volumes for, you know, how he carries himself. But, you know, he wants to do something special. Like I said, he's from the state of Minnesota, so, you know, wearing the purple and gold means the content. So to have him out there just flying around, you know, it's great for us. He's a detailed guy, well assigned, and, you know, he's been a reliable guy in this offense.
Last one for Teddy.
You had a really nice connection with Kyle Rudolph. Did you work a lot with him this offseason?
You know, I've been working with Kyle since last season. Like I said, last year, Coach Zimmer told me, hey, you know, trust Kyle a little more. So ever since then, you know, our relationship has just taken off. And, you know, Kyle's a great guy. Our relationship on and off the field is pretty strong. You know, he's a guy, like I said, I can call him and say, hey, I know you're in Southern California right now, but I need you to come to Miami to work out or come to a camp, and he won't hesitate to say, yeah. So he's a guy who you can depend on, you know, outside of football. And then when you get him on the football field, he's like a quarterback. He's out there understanding what the quarterback is thinking, you know, what reads the quarterback is going through. So, Kyle, he's a big part of this offense, and he's glad to have him.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey, guys. Thank you.